Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a project at work that spirals out of control, or a personal setback that leaves you feeling completely deflated. It happens to all of us, those moments where we feel like we're barely keeping our heads above water. But what if I told you there was a superpower that could help us navigate these stormy seas? It's not telekinesis or the ability to read minds, but something far more powerful. Self-compassion and self-forgiveness. Today, we're diving deep into how cultivating these two incredible qualities can actually build our resilience and help us thrive, even in the face of adversity. Ready to unlock your inner superhero? Let's go. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Self-compassion and self-forgiveness? Sounds a little fluffy, right? Trust me, it's anything but. Think of it like this. You wouldn't treat your best friend with the same harsh criticism you sometimes reserve for yourself, would you? Ever noticed how we can be our own harshest critics? It's time to ditch that inner critic and embrace a kinder, more understanding approach. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build resilience through self-compassion and self-forgiveness. 1. Recognize your humanity. The first step is acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes. We're all human, fallible creatures navigating this crazy journey called life. Accepting our imperfections frees us from the burden of striving for unattainable perfection. Remember, learning from our missteps is what makes us stronger. 2. Practice active kindness. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Imagine talking to your bestie who just bombed an important presentation. Would you berate them or offer words of support and encouragement? That's exactly how we need to talk to ourselves. 3. Challenge negative self-talk. That inner critic can be relentless, whispering doubts and insecurities in our ears. But we have the power to challenge those negative thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking something harsh, stop and ask yourself, is this really true? Would I say this to a friend? Often, the answer is a resounding no. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Being present in the moment helps us detach from our thoughts and feelings. Practicing mindfulness through meditation or simply taking a few deep breaths can create space between our emotions and our reactions. This allows us to respond to challenges with more clarity and compassion, rather than reacting impulsively. 5. Embrace forgiveness. Holding on to past mistakes or hurts only weighs us down. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what happened, it's about releasing the grip those negative experiences have on our present and future. Think about a time when you made a mistake. Maybe you missed an important deadline, said something you regretted, or simply didn't perform as well as you hoped. How did you react? Did you beat yourself up, replaying the scenario over and over in your mind? Or did you acknowledge the misstep, learn from it, and move forward with kindness towards yourself? Now, imagine that same situation, but this time, you approach it with self-compassion. You recognize that everyone makes mistakes, it's part of being human. You offer yourself words of encouragement and support, reminding yourself that this one setback doesn't define your worth or your potential. You learn from the experience, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward with a renewed sense of confidence and resilience. The difference between these two reactions is profound. When we embrace self-compassion and self-forgiveness, we create a powerful cycle that empowers us to bounce back from adversity stronger than ever before. We open ourselves up to learning, growth, and ultimately, a more fulfilling and joyful life. So remember, you've got this. Cultivate self-compassion, forgive yourself for past mistakes, and watch as your resilience blossoms. Share your thoughts with me on social media. What are some ways you practice self-compassion in your daily life? And don't forget to subscribe to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated for more tips and tricks on navigating life's challenges with grace and power. Until next time, keep thriving.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.